Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. The Durham District School Board banned spectators from its next two meetings due to safety concerns earlier this week. Members of the audience were ejected after making homophobic, transphobic, and hateful comments, according to trustees. It is one of a number of examples of anti-gay and anti-trans demonstrations across Ontario. Norwich Township and the City of Windsor were also in the news this past week. It all centers around Pride Month, which starts in June. On today's show, Emilio Ojeda, chair of Trent Hills Pride, will talk about the upcoming celebrations taking place over 2 weeks in June. There are a host of family-friendly events in Campbellford, Warkworth, and Hastings. It is quickly becoming one of the largest Pride events in Northumberland County. He will also address the growing movements against Pride Month, both within his community and elsewhere. I'm so pleased to have with me today Emilio Ojeda, chair of the Trent Hills Pride. Welcome back to Consider This.
Thank you, Robert.
Not everyone may know about the Trent Hills Pride and what it does in the community. So let's start there. Tell us about the group and what it does.
Well, Trent Hills Pride, you know, it's a very nice story to tell. And I would like to start there. We started 4 years ago, and the whole movement of Trent Hills Pride started by a simple question from a teenager. She asked her mom if it was something to do for her during the Pride Month. And the funny part of this is that all allies just jump to organize something for this young lady and people like her. And I was called and pulled to this, to do this. And I obviously accepted right away because I always feel that we needed that in the municipality and even in the county. So that is why Trent Hills Pride started. It was a cry for help from a teenager to feel welcome in a community, and we took it from there. We started. It was in with the pandemic. We had two caravans in 2 years. That was the safest way to do it, to just a caravan around Campbellford, and last year, we had our first Pride week, and it was filled up with different events. I would like to add that all the events are for family, for the whole family, for any age, for any group. That is not necessarily, you don't have to be LGBT to enjoy this. Is for the whole family. Some events are for more grew up people, growing up people, but mostly of the festival is for everybody. So that's how the group was created. We are a multidisciplinary group. The board is right now four people. The vice chair is Lee Matthew, and the treasurer is Kim MacArthur Jackson and two more board members is Fanny, my husband, Tom Smeraldo, and Amanda Alexander. So is we are a very active group, and locally we are a great team, and we put all these together.
Well, let's talk about the event then, because Trent Hills Pride is a huge event going on from, I believe, June 1st to June 11th, with events taking place in Warkworth, in Campbellford, and in Hastings. How about you share what are some of the more popular events that are returning this year?
Well, the most popular event that is we have and is coming this year is definitely the storytelling, the drag storytelling in the all the branches of the Trent Hills Library. We also have the Rocky Horror Picture Show at the Aaron Theater. We want to establish this as a tradition for Pride here, and it's such a pleasure and funny things to do. We have the drags take over a restaurant. So this year, last year we have only one. It was on McGillis Cafe in Hastings, but this year, besides McGillis Cafes, we have also the Dockside Bistro is joining us in Campbellford, and we're looking, you know, to having a fun night with those drag queens and all these they are fun, they are energetic, they make people laugh. Well, it's great. And the main event is our festival. So the Pride Festival this year is going to be at the Old Mill Park in Campbellford at 11:30. And this is a festival that's going to have staff for everybody. We have the Peterborough Academy of Circus Acts coming to do a lot of stuff for kids mostly. And we have musicians, we have the belly dancers, we have we even gonna have a Latin party, and I invite my dear friend Carla and her Latin train to do some music, and maybe we can teach some people some nice Latin dance moves. So that's the idea. So yeah, this is just a few of the events that we have. We have more. People can check all the events at TrentHillsPride.ca, and there is all the information there.
There are some new things, though, that I noted. And one of them that sounds really interesting is the Dragon Shop event. Can you explain what that is?
Well, you know what? One of the things that Trent Hills Pride is trying to do is working with the merchants and bring people to our community to show that our community is welcoming and it's a very open-hands community. So the idea here is that you can just come to shop in our little beautiful stores in Warkworth Main Street, and you're going to find there Miss Betty Baker and Sahira Q. They are going to be roaming around in the stores, and they're going to act like your accessories for fashion, for kitchen stuff, for chocolate, and for your coffee, your special creams, fashion creams for your skin, the kind of stuff. So they're going to be in any store, roaming around and helping people with that, along with, obviously, they are super friendly and super happy girls, and It's going to be a fun time.
Now, you're also doing something around bingo.
Yes.
A different kind of bingo. Tell us about that.
Yes, Drax Bingo is going to be on June 3rd, 6th in the Legion in Warkworth. And we have Betty Baker and Shahira Q coming to animate and host the bingo. It's a regular bingo night with some performances and happy stuff and some comedy. And all the proceeds from this event, we are donated to the Bridge Hospice in Warkworth. We feel like we need to do something for our community, and you know, the Bridge Hospice is a place that it does so much for our community, that why not? And you know what, it's going to be a special night, that's for sure. And I will tell people, hurry up, call the Bridge or check their website, the Bridge Hospice .com, I believe, and get your I don't want to call it registration. They are selling the package that's enough for playing all night. I think it is $60, and you have all the tickets and your dabber and everything you need to have fun during the whole night. But seating obviously is limited, so I would suggest everybody to get trying to seat as soon as possible.
Now, I know the Pride Caravan is a big deal, and you mentioned before how important it was during the pandemic. But I saw this year too that you added a pet pride parade. What's that
Yes.
about?
Well, again, trying to do a little bit in each community. You know what? We have such a wonderful community, and we love our pet. So why not just do a pet pride? Just bring your dogs, cats, parakeets, whatever you have, whatever is your pet, and show your pet pride. You know, put a bandana with the rainbow colors, or just show up and work with us. It's gonna be, it's a social event. It's a way to say, hey, we are here, we are a community, and we help each other. And that's, you know, that's the best we can do.
I'd like to talk about some things that we talked about the last time. And that was, what are you seeing in Trent Hills and Northumberland County when it comes to acceptance of the LGBTQ2+ community?
I'm going to respond to this question with our approach when we bought a house around here back in 12 years ago. My husband told me, I'm really nervous. I love the area. We love our house, but we were moving from Toronto to a rural area, very conservative, and we probably gonna be the only gay in the village. Happened to have a doctor's appointment in Toronto. My clinic there was a LGBT clinic, and my doctor told me, "Are you moving?" He asked me. And they say, yeah, we're going to Warkworth. Oh my God, Warkworth is the gay mecca of the East Ontario. What? So, listen, we couldn't be better. We just came in a community that was already here. And you know, when we moved here, our counselor He's from the LGBT community, and with his husband, we have a huge LGBT community. It's a LGBT community retired. It's people who used to live in Toronto, and they used to do all this crazy stuff about pride and but now they are settled and living a very simple lives, and they like that we are doing this as a family event, you know, it's everywhere in Cumberford, in Hastings or in Warkworth. You can find that sense of diversity, inclusion, and community.
When I was researching, preparing for this interview, I was on social media. And you look at some of the posts promoting this event, and you look at the comments underneath, and especially within Trent Hills, and you see some direct pushback and some not so direct pushback. How does a group like yours respond to this? Or is there even a response? And do you think you're changing minds and attitudes?
Listen, you know, we're going to have always bigots. We are going to have always people who doesn't think like us. We always want to have people that likes, they don't like change, or they are afraid of change, or they are afraid of who they are in the end. So, but if you follow some of these people, they are not even in the area. They are far from here. They are trolls. I can tell you the community here is super supportive, and so much that fundraising to do all these events have been the most easy part of the whole thing, because everybody wants to be part of it. And we are proud that accepting everybody, we can then do the events that promote this inclusion, this diversity, and a welcoming community for our own kids. Okay, you know what? You can push whatever you want. My girls, one of them is going to high school. Her group of friends is a very diversity group from the LGBT community and allies. So no matter what you do, we're going to be here. There's nothing you can change. And better to give us the space, and better to give us the opportunity, and better to let us grow up as we are than you losing your kid. That's as simple as that.
This event comes at a time when there is a growing backlash against gay and transgender people. We watch in the United States, where Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed a bill earlier this week denying medical care to transgender people. And there are more than 500 bills against LGBTQ2 plus matters that are before various legislatures in America. Now, in Canada, we are also watching, and there is anti-transgender hate growing in Canada, according to a report released in January of this year. Does this raise concerns for you and your group?
Yes, it's very concerning. You know, the United States definitely is going backward big time to the dark ages, and we are here in Canada cannot take it for granted that we have all this diversity, and we are inclusive, and we respect our rights, because there is always a group of people that want to take them for totally different reasons, to take it away from us, and we need to be vigilant. That's why we're doing all this stuff. This is something that I use, and I use the example of the mirror. when you wake up in the morning, you go to the washroom and see yourself in the mirror, who you see. That in that moment is not who you think you are, is who you are. And in that moment, you are true to yourself. So can you imagine looking at yourself in the mirror and finding that you are trapped in a body that is not you? Can you imagine that? So it's something that you cannot change. I've been gay all my life, since I was a little kid. With my innocence of being a 4-year-old, 5-year-old, I remember thinking, oh, this boy is cute. I wish he was my brother or my friend. Okay? It wasn't anything sexual or anything like that. Growing up, I liked to be around boys and have nothing. I didn't feel anything for women, and I tried to date them. And I can tell you, it didn't work because I was always gay. And growing up in Venezuela, in a machista society, it was really hard because you have to have your girlfriend, you have to get married, you have to have kids. And it's the society pushing for you to do that. Every work, every job I had to go around that situation with my family, with my friends. So, you know what? It's understanding who you are. And if you are, you feel, and you see in the mirror that you are in a trapped body because you are a male, but inside you are a female. You need to, everybody have to respect that. It's as simple as that. It's very, you know, sexuality is a very complex issue. And everybody should start respecting whatever people want to be. And it is some people, they are fluid. Well, being fluid is part of our sexuality, and we need to respect that, period. It's not about us. It's about everybody in their own.
Many municipalities in Northumberland have a rainbow crosswalk to recognize LGBTQ2+ community. Does anything else need to be done during the other months of the year to acknowledge the transgender and gay residents?
Yeah, definitely. We need to do more. But again, it is not necessarily a party or a festival. We just need more education. And it's more education in our schools. I know that, for instance, I was the trustee from the Kawartha Pine Ridge District School Board until last November. And I know the board has a very strong diversity and inclusion department that oversees all this. And I know Rita Russo, the director of education, one of her priorities is make sure that kids are who they are. And there is no bullying, there is help for these young people that need to find out who they are. So yeah, we definitely need more, because as you mentioned, there is a lot of pushback, and this has to be a year-round initiative. And you know what, now that you mentioned those crosswalks or a pride bench on the park. Well, that shows you, when you come to a community, that community is welcoming and you feel safe in that community. That is all that it is. It's nothing more than that. You know, when we start, when the municipality start those crosswalk here in Trent Hills in the three communities, in Workers, Campbell Ford, and Hastings, there was a pushback. People was pushing back from the most absurd, stupid reasons. And you know what? We gave our kids the sense of belonging. We give our kids, hey, you're welcome here no matter where you are, and we love you, and this is a welcoming community. If you need us, we are here for you.
If there is a message for anyone about local pride events, what would you want to say in it?
Listen, sorry. My sinus are terrible. I will say that these are events for the whole family. Just because you are in you know, the Pride Festival is a party, doesn't mean you're LGBT. It means you're alive. It means that you are coming to have fun with us. It means that you are coming to learn from us. And one of the things that we are trying to do in the festival is matching youngers and seniors from the LGBT community and talk about issues and talk about how was, you know, in our times, and how is now, and how much evolution we have since those raids and Stonewall and all that kind of stuff. So we are trying to connect with the community. We, as a small community, LGBTQ, etc., community, is trying to connect with the general community to tell them, hey, we are here and we would like to work together and understand together. That's the main issue.
Emilio Ojeda, thank you so much for talking to me today.
Thank you, Robert, for having me. And it's a pleasure.
That was Emilio Ojeda, chair of Trent Hills Pride. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening and stay tuned for more from Consider This.